Just like they do each November, state lawmakers are starting to map out their priorities for the upcoming legislative session in January. But this time around, there are a lot of unknowns.
Nationally, I think a lot of people are still shocked and trying to figure out what that means.
Boulder Democrat Casey Becker, who will be the House Majority Leader, says she's not sure what a Trump administration looks like.
If there are actions that Trump takes that are going to affect us locally as a state, we're going to have to deal with those as they come. And we're going to do our best to make people feel safe and secure.
Even though Hillary Clinton won Colorado and Democrats picked up three more seats to expand their majority in the House, Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont says the election was a wake-up.
The reality check on us is the fact that, you know, the national election didn't go the way we expected. The state Senate didn't go the way we expected. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves, reach across the aisle, and do a better job of just listening to people and understanding that working families aren't feeling like they're getting ahead and we got to do more for them.
The election left the balance of power the same in Colorado. It marks the third session in a row with Democrats in control of the House and Republicans holding on to a one-seat majority in the Senate. Senator Kevin Grantham of Canyon City will be the next Senate president. He says the GOP's top priorities will be spurring housing development through construction defects reform and funding transportation infrastructure. As for Trump's presidency,
our agenda doesn't change whether Donald Trump is president or not president.
Grantham was not a supporter of Trump when he won the GOP nomination, and at the time didn't feel he had strong conservative credentials. And now he's still uncertain.
There's always going to be some alignment with goals and outlook and agenda, but we'll see down the road what those are exactly and how they manifest themselves through the Republican Congress.
Despite Republicans being in power in Washington, the election did provide some soul-searching. Colorado Republicans say their electoral losses, combined with the fact that Trump didn't carry the state, mean the GOP needs to step up its game. Here's Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan.
I think Colorado's definitely a changing atmosphere. I mean, we definitely have a changing electorate. We've got a lot of work as a Republican Party to show the voters that we're doing what they want and that we're bringing their message to the Capitol.
For others, it's about being bold and strong. House Minority Leader Patrick Neville thinks the state needs to be prepared for swift reforms coming out of the nation's capital.
I mean, if there's big changes in federal and we have a big change to Obamacare, which has been a complete disaster, we have to be prepared at the state level so we're not still locked into a disastrous system.
It's something Governor John Hickenlooper says his administration is already examining. If Obamacare goes away, he hopes people with pre-existing medical conditions can still get health care coverage. Hickenlooper is also worried about natural resources and environmental regulations.
We have a bunch of old gold mines. We have water issues. We have a lot of environmental issues in our agricultural areas. I think that the issues around the EPA and making sure that they don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There was a lot of talk about shouldn't more public lands be made available for commerce and industry and sold off perhaps. You know, I think most Coloradans dramatically feel that our public lands should not be put up for auction.
The governor calls himself the eternal optimist and hopes to find common ground with Republicans and President-elect Trump. He admits he was as surprised as anyone at the election's outcome. But despite the disappointment, on a personal level, he says Clinton's loss wasn't that bad. He no longer has to grapple with a possible move to Washington, D.C. if he were tapped for a cabinet position.
I will say there was a level of relief. Could I really be that much better than anyone else to make it worth all the sacrifice to, you know, the people that love me?
Now he says he can focus on remodeling his house, his wife can stay in the job she loves, and his son can enjoy his high school years in Colorado as Hickenlooper rides out his final 2 years as governor. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.